This is Frankie McDowell, my old TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major snowstorm is headed towards Winnipeg, Manitoba on Thursday, November 11, 2021. It's going to bring a lot of snow, and winds are going to be pretty strong, including Brandon, Manitoba, Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, and the rest of southern Manitoba. It's going to bring really strong winds and blowing and drifting snow. There'll be heavy snow, very windy conditions. There'll be dangerous and treacherous driving conditions in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the surrounding areas. It's going to bring really dangerous driving conditions, treacherous driving conditions. It will be really dangerous conditions in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I want everyone in Winnipeg to be prepared because so much snow and a lot of snow, very strong winds, especially on Thursday evening in Winnipeg and Manitoba and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a whole lot of snow in Winnipeg, Brandon, Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, and the surrounding communities as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be pretty strong. It's going to cause white oak conditions, reduced visibilities, blowing, drifting snow. There'll be dangerous and treacherous driving conditions as well. People in Winnipeg and Manitoba, be prepared. Have your winter boots, winter jackets, hats, and gloves, scarf, and ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food, buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till the last minute. Do it right now. Make sure every Samsung Galaxy charge, Samsung Galaxy smartphone charge, Samsung Galaxy tablet charge, smartphone, cell phone, laptops, tablet charge, every 3G, 4G, and 5G, and LTE internet ready as well. Make sure every furnace is ready. Turn on your furnace to keep those warm. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, white tea. Drink lots of green tea to keep you warm. Have your extra blankets ready to keep you warm as well. Make sure every shovel, snow scoop, snowblower, snowplow, soft truck is ready as well. If you have anybody living in Winnipeg, Manitoba, be prepared for major snowstorm on Thursday, November 11, 2021. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in major snowstorm. Stay warm, be safe.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good morning, Prince George. Good afternoon, Winnipeg. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. I'm Dr. Joey Olney, your host, with my other hosts, Frankie McDonald and Brandon Houck. We're here to talk about the weather and how much the weather sucks in Canada. Comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. It's this new exact science that we're all working on. We're consider us the scientists of Meteorology here, us in the Meteorological panel. Yes, you're hearing us on CFER 88.7 FM Prince George. That's Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. CFER.ca. You're hearing us if you're in Winnipeg at 95.9 FM CKUW. I believe that's CKUW.ca. Maybe you're listening or watching, rather, on my YouTube channel. That's Joey Olney, the Caribou Weather Dude. You can see all episodes in video format there. Although, personally, I like the radio version. It's always I rarely actually get a chance to tune in, but it's I like the way our voices sound all together. It really works. I came in late today. We're filming the show on the evening of Remembrance Day, so we will talk about that a little. Just came in from camp. I've been 200 kilometers on the other side of Quesnel out in the wilderness, and I'll talk about some of that. But first,
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
Let's get to Frankie McDonald in the Global Weather Report. Frankie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great so far. It's been raining a lot in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's really cold in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and clear skies and very windy in my area, Sydney, Nova Scotia, right now. It's going to bring lots of rain on Saturday in Sydney, Nova Scotia. It's going to bring a lot of rain in New York City for the next couple of days. And down Florida, it's getting a lot of thunderstorms. And it got colder air in Ontario. It's going to bring snows. Lake effect snow and up in Ontario and places like that, and up around Western United States, they're going to bring a lot of sound out of winds to California.
Is there anywhere where the weather looks favorable in North America this week?
Big dip in the jet stream that could cause cold air going all the way down to southern states. Even Europe is getting a lot of bad weather, like windy and rainy conditions all across the UK. They're bringing snow up in Norway, Finland, Sweden, and places like that, and they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms in southeastern Australia. Weather's getting hotter. New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and Argentina and Chile and all these places, because their summer starts on December 21st in Southern Hemisphere.
So winter is properly approaching and now basically here in Canada, you'd say, and basically all across the northern half of the hemisphere. Eureka, Nunavut, today is minus 28.3. It's the coldest place in Canada. That's good. You know, take one for the team. You know, what planet Earth needs is to be as cold as possible.
In the end of November, there'll be 24-hour darkness up in Nunavut, including Kugeltuk.
What's the weather been like in Russia? You're always watching Russia.
Red is getting really cold in Yakutsk, Russia, and those places.
British Columbia, we got, a series of messy-looking weather coming our way. We got this Hawaiian Express, as we like to call it sometimes.
Pineapple Express.
Correct. And looks like rain for all lower elevations places. But if you're traveling through the mountain passes at all over the next week, it's going to look ugly. Here in Wells, we happen to be at 1,200 plus meters above sea level, 4,000 feet almost. And so we get the pounding snow when it comes. So we're expecting to see a lot of that. Brandon Houck, how does this weather setup look for British Columbia? How does this weather setup look like for the prairies?
With the atmospheric river that we have coming in, that's going to help us out a little bit here in Alberta, warm up through the weekend into next week. I think we'll get to about 17 by Monday. So that sounds like a great day. Probably put on the shorts again. We have a pretty nasty storm system moving through Manitoba right now on this November the 11th here. And we've had so far some reports about 12 centimeters of snow on the ground in Winnipeg. And I think we're going to get another 10 to 20 centimeters. We're going to end up anywhere from the 20 to 30 centimeter range for Winnipeg here. So we got another 12 hours of snow to go here in the city. So we've also got winds right now gusting 70 to 80 kilometers an hour. So you get the falling snow, and that's producing near blizzard conditions, especially on the Trans-Canada Highway. So I do expect possibly some highway closures to come down the ropes here in the next couple of hours. So it is a very, very nasty storm, and it's going to continue for the next 12 hours. We've also had a lot of snow in Saskatchewan as well, for York and up to Prince Albert, Melford as well. Reports of some power outages there this evening, and also some reports of power outages now with the winds cranking up in Manitoba, especially off the Inner Lakes. And you get those wide open lakes like Winnipeg, Lake Manitoba, they haven't frozen over yet, so you get a bit of a lake effect factor into that. So that's going to enhance those snowfall totals. So some areas may end up with near 50 centimeters of snow by the time this event is all said and done.
So I was hearing Dauphin may be a candidate for that.
Yeah, right around Dauphin. I think Eden, I got a picture coming out of Eden of the snow that is like piled up yay high here. So that is a pretty impressive amount of snow, and lots of shoveling they're going to have to do there. So that's been the situation there in Manitoba for the last.
Doesn't sound like Eden to me. Fall from grace, I guess. When sin was introduced into the world, it brought snow. Continue.
Okay, yes. So today in Alberta, though, the last couple of this whole week's been pretty dry. I haven't had a snowflake, haven't had a raindrop here. It's been pretty nice, but the wind has been quite blustery the last couple of days, even though we're right around 10 or above. But you get that wind gust of 60K, and that kind of knocks the temperature down a little bit when you're outside. So it was, except for today. Today the wind was just calm. It was sunny. It was perfect outside. I even had to unzip my coat. It was absolutely perfect out there today. Things are going to change as we go to the weekend here in the province of Alberta, especially starting tomorrow, where we have this disturbance coming out of BC. It's going to produce some rain, maybe some snow showers across the northern part of the province, at risk of freezing rain as well. So we've got to watch out for that. And we'll see the westerly flow kick back in Friday into Saturday. Then we've got another chance of rain or snow showers early Saturday morning in southern parts of the province. So that's going to be interesting. And then as we go into next week, as that atmospheric river continues to spew some moisture in the northern part of the province, it's going to be some rain or snow from about Red Deer north, risk of freezing rain as well Sunday into Monday. And then we get strong winds in the south, possibly gusting 90 to 100 kilometers an hour with the Chinook flow. That's going to allow the temperatures to rise up to like 17 degrees by Monday. So that's going to be great. Then we've got this next storm system coming through, and we've got the pressure going down 985 millibars by about Tuesday of next week here. And that's the barometric pressure. With the tight pressure gradient here, we're going to see a blast of snow Tuesday, probably won't amount to much, but the temperatures are going to fall below freezing all throughout next week, and that looks like it's going to be another storm looming for the eastern prairies for next week.
That would be this week for Winnipeg listeners hearing it Monday morning afternoon.
And I just got the video about my Winnipeg snowstorm video.
Do send it to me, Frankie. We'll throw it in.
Yes, I'm sending it to you now.
Give us the gist, Frankie.
I'm looking for the video.
Okay.
I found it.
Okay.
I'm sending you the video to your Facebook.
This is.
But to show you only, I'm ready. I'm working. We're almost there. We're getting there. I just sent it to you.
Okay. Right. Oh, bing. There it is. Oh, you must have fast internet. Because nothing I send, if I try to upload a video here, you know, it takes time. But that's the fiber optic world. So yeah, this weather system looks pretty nasty. And what's that really meaning for Western Canada in general? Like, we are into winter proper, you'd have to say, right? But it's going to be a bit of a warm up actually for us through this weekend. And that's why even Prince George is looking at perhaps more rain than snow. Saturday, it's going to start sunny, but don't be fooled. By nighttime, it's going to get down to -5. There will be snow Saturday night. Sunday, periods of snow or rain, high of 2 degrees. I mean, it's a warm up, but not by much. Friday is probably going to be your warmest day, 8 degrees. And then like Brandon says, it continues, at least for Prince George, a little bit drier there. So 30% chance of flurry seems to be the average in through next week. Whereas here in Wells, we're looking at, look at the bottom, 24-hour snow. It's at Saturday, 5 to 10 centimeters. Sunday, 5 centimeters. Monday, 10 centimeters. Tuesday, 5 centimeters. Wednesday, 5 centimeters. Thursday, 5 centimeters. That's a lot of snow with mixed with maybe 25 millimeters of rain somewhere in the middle of that. So just totally yucky weather to be driving in. I hope you have your snow tires on. Brandon and Frankie, can you give me a little bit of an idea of what your communities did for Remembrance Day today?
Well, we had an outdoor ceremony.
Okay, I had a phone call from one of my fans called me just now.
Oh, fan mail.
Right.
And I was on another radio show all the way in Timmins, Ontario, 8 p.m.
Yeah, what's that show? What's that show called?
That show called, the name of that show, it's in what's the introducing a new show. That means the name of the show was, the name of the show says Kynes and Klomp. Kynes and Klomp. Right. You're going to be on their show.
I'll do it. Yeah, what did you guys do for Remembrance Day, and what were your communities doing? Just out of curiosity, a little bit of a face. I know with the pandemic, it's everything's subdued, but people have been gathering, and just some idea of what was going on in Brooks, Alberta today, Brandon.
Yeah, our community did an outdoor ceremony, so it was a very very nice outdoor ceremony today. Usually it's a little bigger, but as you know, with the pandemic, it's a little smaller compared to other days. Usually you have a ceremony at the Griffin Park Theater, and then you go outdoors, and then today they just did outdoor ceremony, and then they all went to the Legion afterwards to celebrate. And then last night we had ceremony at the hockey game too, so that was really nice. So it was about 10 minute ceremony there before the puck dropped there. And it was a nice day for it though. Sunny, eight degrees this afternoon, so it was a really nice calm day and perfect weather for an outdoor ceremony.
Right. Yeah, it was one of the rare years that I've I missed being at the Cenotaph and coming. I was in the bush this morning when it came to that hour, and I stopped and had a moment of silence myself while standing there in the forest. And then I thought about, I probably just had hours of silence actually. But usually we gather, and there was some people who gathered here at the Wells Cenotaph, and Wells has a rich history, actually, of, if you go inside the Legion, you'll see there's a number of people who, when the original mine was here, the Caribou Gold Quartz, lots of the guys, actually volunteered, and gold wasn't the precious commodity that was, say, nickel was for the war, a war commodity, so quite the same, so... they went to war. So a bunch of these guys, their plaques are all in the Wells Legion. But I had a friend also who, before I even talk about that, what does Remembrance Day mean to me? I would have to say that coming from a Dutch family who has probably has lots of bitter memories about what the war and occupation meant. The story my grandfather was heard to tell, where he said on April 12th, 1945, we were planting potatoes, my brother and I. And then the next day, the French and Canadians came, and the potato fields got blown up. But that was the last time they ever seen Nazis. So they were very happy about that. It was worth the potatoes. They just had the winter of hunger. The Dutch suffered a fair bit under the Nazi occupation. So, you know, we have our own sort of thankfulness. I know coming to Canada for my grandparents in the 50s was the place to go, you know, and that was a big part of it. So I think in that way, I don't know if I'd even exist without the war, or at least not in the manifestation I am. Where we settled in Hastings County, Ontario, is where the famous Hastings Prince Edward Regiment comes from. And they're well known because they're the most battle-decorated regiment in Canadian history, in World War II especially, right? They went to Italy, fought most of, you know, almost 2 years in Italy, did jump up to Northern Europe near the end. You can always read about that in Farley Mowat's two books. Farley Mowat was became an intelligence officer. Little known fact, his father was actually one of the members of people who started the fundraised and bankrolled to start the Hastings Prince Edward Regiment, the Hasty Peas. So Farley Mowat wrote the book The Regiment, which is a very historical account of the war from the regiment's perspective, you know. And if you grow up in Hastings County, you'll recognize a lot of the kinds of last names like Ketchison and, you know, Brants and people, the Scottish sort of Irish and Mohawk native mix that you would find in that part of Ontario, very evident in the book. So that's the regiment, whereas the book No Bird Sang is more of Farley's personal account. And as you might know, Farley Mowat was never really a war promoter. And quite the opposite. I'm sure his disappearing into the wilderness was sort of his way of coping and dealing with some of the things that he'd seen. So, you know, growing up back then, we didn't have the day off, and we would have veterans come to our schools, and we'd all go out and stand at the cairn and have sort of like November 11th be an educational day almost. And well, none of those World War One veterans that came to our school back then are alive anymore, obviously. And I think about that now as we get years and years past the Second War, and how many of our veterans are now becoming quite old. It's just so important that we talk about the story and about all the lessons that have to be learned from what happened there. I mean, really, World War II is the craziest thing that ever happened in human history, and you have to see it that way. And it's a sort of a melting pot of all kinds of problems of imperialism and ideology and capitalism and everything coming to a hub in this terrible conflict that really didn't, a lot of us who were there at the time would have gone and done that. But, you know, it wasn't our faults. The world was the way it was, us working people, us people on the ground, the boots on the ground. In that other way, I came to know Nathan Hornberg a little from Nanton, Alberta, who joined the Princess Patricia's, the PPCLIs in Edmonton, and became Corporal Nathan Hornberg. And he went off and was killed in Afghanistan. I'm friends with the family. I did live in Nanton, Alberta for a while back, well, it's getting on 15 years ago now. But so I, you know, I tend to think about Nathan especially, and about his mom, and, you know, Linda Lurie, who has now passed from cancer. What a good woman she was, and a rancher, Alberta, a real Albertan woman. And I know that within her heart, she didn't want him to go and didn't really believe in what he was doing. And maybe his dad did. And, you know, that's your conjecture now. It doesn't matter. So I wrote a song called The Noble Cause of the Cowboy Soldier, which is half truth, half fiction, and but does sort of recall the tale of how at Christmas time, I got invited to the Lurie's Christmas when I lived in Nanton, sort of ceremonially, a large cowboy family rented a hall, and we passed around a flask that Nathan had, he'd gone to Mexico and filled with tequila. And when we passed the flask around, everyone said something about Nathan and had a drink, a sip from the flask, and a very powerful memory. If there's any Lurie's who hear this, I think of all you and the family of Nathan Hornberg, and what that story and that tale meant to my life. Coming down a little, hey Frankie, what did you do for Remembrance Day?
That means I went for a walk and things like that. And did you hear about that? 2 weeks from today is American Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What do they do for American Thanksgiving?
They have turkey dinner, a big feast on the 25th of November. Then the day after that's Black Friday. People fighting over TVs and states in the states.
Yeah, the murder rate tends to go up around Black Friday. So, I mean, we're so thankful. We need more stuff, though. I'll kill you.
Because of container ship shortage.
Yeah, especially it's going to be really good this year.
And not too many people will be traveling on American Thanksgiving because of COVID.
Yeah, they basically celebrate genocide by feasting and shopping. It's weird and gross.
Hello, Noel Chaos. Welcome to the show. Noel down in Vancouver.
And a week later.
Zoom.
Hi, Joey. Sorry I'm late. So,
that's okay.
Punk time. Punk time.
Do the Americans celebrate Thanksgiving so late because they're not thankful?
On every fourth Thursday in November. That means it's on the 25th this year. Our Thanksgiving's in the past. That was on second Monday in October, a month ago. Americans turn after Thanksgiving has been on November 25th.
So, Noel, you're down in Vancouver, and there's been some weather stories in Vancouver this week, but you're probably getting rained on, if not now, very soon. Tell us about the tornado this week.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
I was reading your posts about the tornado while I was actually doing Dora's show. At first, I didn't believe the posts that I was seeing until you and Brandon started talking about it, because in East Vancouver, it was really quiet and it was like barely sprinkling out. But yeah, the tornado touched down in UBC and it took down some trees and caused a little bit of mayhem for traffic. I might be the wrong person to ask because I didn't hear of like too much coming out of the tornado here. I heard that it was more on the island that saw the like heavy winds and storm activity.
I'm sure Brandon Houck was, as he just said, he was the one who was letting us all know. And so we put it on Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, which is our Facebook group you can join if you Prince George listeners want to have a Facebook group that specifically deals with BC interior weather. That's Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. There's 13,600 of us on the group. I founded it, and Brandon and Frankie are both moderators as well. Brandon, tell us about the tornado.
Yeah, so we had a fairly interesting situation evolve there in the Vancouver area as the supercell rolled up the strait there. And I noticed something on the radar notch. There's some rotation on that thing. So I was like, wow, that's interesting. And the next thing you know, I look at the webcam and I see a bit of a lowering on the camera off in the distance there. And I was like, oh, that's also very interesting. And the next thing you know, we had a pretty big monster water spout. They're calling it a tornadic water spout. But I saw the velocity scan and it went right over the U of BC on the near the airport there. And I knew something. Yeah, there's a bit of a debris signature there. So that indicated that it definitely did touch, went off the water, off the strait, onto land. And it was indeed an EF0 rated tornado from Environment Canada there. They rated that because of the tree limbs down and the power lines that came down as well. So that was about 190 kilometer an hour wind speeds with that as it moved through that section there. And then it went back to the strait and then eventually started to peter off a bit. So that was that. We've also, I think there was some reports of some hail in the Metro Vancouver area as well. So I think the last time a tornado did hit the Vancouver area was back in 1956, I believe. So it's been quite a while since the last, and that was in kind of a spring and summer, like usually get them spring, summer, like, so that was pretty rare to get it in November. Even all across Canada, it's pretty rare to get a tornado like that to occur in November, and it was quite picturesque as well. So a lot of people saw it from the airport and from downtown balconies, etc., as the water spout itself, or the tornadic water spout, moved inland and eventually became quite a tornado indeed for Vancouver there. So that was the supercell. And the wind event over the weekend earlier this week, I should say, That was from another weather bomb cyclone there, and that also produced some convective, kind of very intense convective showers. And I think Victoria had wind gusts over 90 kilometers an hour, so that knocked off the power for many folks on Vancouver Island and the lower mainland there, as well as that convective activity. There's also a chance of waterspouts that day too, but nothing did occur, even though there was a tornado warning in Washington State just to the south there. There was a bit of rotation on that little supercell that rolled through there. But other than that, no other tornadoes to report.
Just going to say, I do believe there's been tornadoes in Burnaby and White Rock or Delta or something like that over the years. But yeah, it's an exceedingly rare occurrence. I do want to talk about the wind event on Tuesday the 9th. But Noel, please say what you were going to say.
Well, basically, I was just going to explain the geography of like just how different the weather conditions are, because the airport and out by UBC is like basically as far like almost west as you can go and still be Vancouver, whereas where I was located was like in East Vancouver, so it's like a pretty decent geographical range. And like just going across town, like out there, they definitely, like I saw pictures of people taking pictures of what looked like it could be a funnel cloud, whereas in East Vancouver, like on the other side of town where I was, it was just completely quiet and you would never know that like anything had happened on the other side of town.
Yeah, when they're sometimes when the storms are feeding, they can be quite quiet in the flank areas, right? So yeah, on Tuesday the 9th, Brandon was alluding to this, you know, bombogenesis storm kind of went off down the lower mainland area. And we experienced our own sort of story. If you happen to be on Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude on YouTube, you'll see my video of myself wandering on the bush timber cruising and getting just hammered by a snow squall.
Like this. Watch.
Man, that's a dark squall coming in. It was sunny and windy, but now it's calming down and it's starting to snow. One of those days out here. Well, she's snowing pretty hard now. It's gonna happen whether you like it or not. It's just a recipe for driving yourself insane if you decide to not like something like that. I mean, ultimately, I suppose I could have moved to a part of the world that's a little less snowy and not so high up in the mountains, but yeah, it is what it is. If you don't like snow, then you might as well hate the sky, then you might as well hate water. Sometimes you just gotta accept the way things are. I was born in the north, and it snows here. But really, these are blizzard conditions in a sense. Like, I mean, it may not last for 4 hours, so it technically won't be a blizzard. You got like 40 kilometer an hour winds, and I can't see 400 meters. That's two of the three things you need. 4 hours of this sustained conditions, that equals blizzard. This is pretty nasty. I won't lie. Kind of sucks to be in. And this line of weather kind of raised across the plateau at that time, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning or so. And where we were at 1,480 meters, it was just slamming snow, high winds, trees coming down somewhere in the distance, freaking couldn't see. You know, it was blizzard conditions, except for not, you know, 4 hour length. It was real fun. It went across, it left us, it went to Quesnel. It caused all kinds of power outages. At that time, somehow a fire broke out at the West Fraser log yard. I'm not sure what the status of the fire is, but for 2 or 3 days, it's been burning now, thousands of logs. And it was fueled by this wind that just kind of stoked the flames. And another house caught on fire at that same time. So there was a house fire going on, and I think there was something like 61 firefighters active in Quesnel. Needless to say, I'm timber cruising. The contract that our company has is with West Fraser, and you know, the logging camp, those guys are delivering logs to West Fraser. So it was certainly the talk of supper time on Tuesday night at camp between all the loggers, like, oh, which yard is it? You know, and 20 minutes of kind of talking in circles. Maybe it's this one. Maybe, no, someone said this, and, you know, and so big fire in Quesnel, to which I did say to the one boss, Mickey, there, I was having dinner next to him. I said, yeah, that's some pretty crazy footage we're all watching global weather, whatever, global news. Hey. And I, he says, yeah. And then I said, but I seen bigger this summer. Yeah, I bet you did.
That's the craziest fire I've seen now. Oh. That's officially the craziest thing I've seen fire-wise. That is over the top.
Yeah, she's going. She's cooking.
I think that's a forest fire.
You sure?
Could be. Could be true.
Yeah, Frankie.
I heard that COVID-19 cases around the rise in state of Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, South Dakota, North, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, where Gary Dino was at, in Utah, and Nevada. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in those states in the United States.
Is there any states that it's not on the rise? That's a lot of states, he just said. I don't think that was 50. There was a lot of them.
It's in Arizona, where Gary and Dino is at.
How are Gary and Dino?
They're in Glendale, Arizona.
I'd like to encourage any listeners out there who don't know what the Gary and Dino show is to check it out. They broadcast on Saturday nights, Gary and Dino. And they're really wonderful guys, supporters of Frankie. And Frankie's been on their show. How many years have you been on the Gary and Dino show, Frankie?
Since February 25th, 2015. They talked about me since June 2010.
There's a segment they do every week called Ask Frankie. And they sometimes have like 80 people on the show. And people all ask Frankie a question. It can be about anything. And if you ever have a question for Frankie and you want to, you know, let Gary and Dino know, maybe it'll end up on the show, Ask Frankie.
And I was on the other show, the Shuley Show, on Tuesday.
Yeah, Shuley Edgar, what's going on with that show?
I was on his show Tuesday. He's doing great. He lives in Alabama now.
I see that you're at 270,000 subscribers on YouTube now, Frankie. You just keep growing. It's like 1,000 every... How many per day?
A lot. Did you hear about that? I got so much. I get nearly 20 million views on one of my TikTok videos.
20 million?
Near 20 million.
Well, that's
now.
A lot.
That's not just one guy watching it 20 million times, because that's impossible. That's 20 million views, people. You're listening to Frankie McDonald, the man, on CFER 88.7 FM, Prince George, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. How many shows a week are you on, Frankie?
A lot. There's an asteroid headed towards the Earth. Next month's going to bypass the Earth. Pretty close. According to that, as for the asteroid, it's going to hit, and the name of the asteroid 1982 DB is an egg-shaped asteroid about the size of the Paris Monument. It's going to bypass the Earth on December 11, 2021. The asteroid will be about 2.4 million miles, 3.9 million kilometers away from planet Earth.
Pretty close. How often do asteroids like that go by?
Decent amount of miles. That can cause earthquakes and things like that.
Brandon, at 105.7 FM, the country radio station in Brooks, Alberta, where you work, you've been producing the Brooks Bannets hockey games.
So there I was, over in Paris, eating wine, drinking cheese. This guy comes up to me and he says,
where are you from?
And I says, yeah, I'm from Canada. And he says,
zut alors, bonjour. You are from Canada? Do you play hockey?
And I says, do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey. Talk to us about the incredible run of the Brooks Bannets.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, we're now at 18 wins in a row. We won last night 8-1. And, that's all we've been doing is winning, and winning every day so far. We've got two more games coming up this weekend. These ones might be a little tougher. We'll see how that goes out. They say all the time, all these games are going to be tougher, but then they blow them out 8-1, 9-1, or something like that. So we'll see how that plays out. But, two more games this weekend. So by the end of this weekend, we'll hopefully be right at 20 games in a row.
Starting to hate the Bandits?
I think all of the teams in Alberta don't like the Bandits, I guess, since they're all playing us. But think second team in the team in Canada that has the most points is Summerside Capitals and PEI, so we haven't played them yet. So
yeah, sounds like you've been on quite the winning streak, so hopefully that continues.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I've seen in the top 10 in Canada also is the Trenton Golden Jets from Trenton, Ontario, the town of my birth. And a lot of great hockey talent has come out of Hastings County, Ontario. Brett Hull and Bobby Hull and Rob Ray. And there's quite a long list. You know, one of my favorite Maple Leafs, Jason Spezza, of course, played for the Belleville Bulls. So what are the likelihoods some of those kids are going to progress up the system?
Oh, there's a couple. One guy named TJ Hughes, he gets the goal almost every night, so I think he's definitely going to progress up. Another guy named, the best hockey name, Huey Hooker. Hopefully he doesn't get caught for hooking today, but he's pretty good too. And there's a couple other really good ones too that are that just keep scoring every single night. Three goals. But that TJ Hughes guy, my goodness. Every game, he scores again. He's definitely going to progress his way up, I think. Probably one of the next players.
I know Huey Hooker. I'm going to remember that one for a while. It's like a name out of Slapshot. It is a very hockey name. Huey Hooker, good luck to you. I like you already.
So where do players go after they progress above the Bandits?
Well, depending on their skills and such, but a couple of players actually this year ended up in the NHL. One went to Columbus Blue Jackets, the farm team from there, and the other one went to the Colorado Avalanche. So depending on their skill set and if they get, there's a lot of scouts that are going to these games, especially we did the AJHL showcase and there was probably about 20 scouts there watching the team, so they can progress quite high if they're really.
But most likely, they'll go to a WHL team next, Western Hockey League, correct?
WHL or right to the NHL, like a couple of players already, like Cale Makar, for example. Right. And then some of them go to university teams as well. So they go to the university teams somewhere in the United States, and then they progress up to an NHL team afterwards. So
I guess we'll see what happens next.
I think, TJ Hughes is going to be the next player you'll see in the NHL that would be scoring all the goals on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, I don't think we'll draft high enough to get him. That's the problem. The Leafs are looking pretty good once again. You know, our goalie we got there, Jack Campbell, the guy's just unbelievable goaltender. And it's been a long time since I've been able to say that as a Leaf fan. And I kind of knew when they picked him up 2 years ago and everyone's like, well, he's really been a career backup. I'm like, no, just look at the way he plays, man. This guy's fought for that spot, you know, from being a backup to being now the guy in Toronto, right? And it's, you know, you love to see that for a guy who's 30 years old and who just put so much effort and work into his, like a martial art warrior kind of a craftsmanship into his skill set, right?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Last night, though, the one player, he broke his stick. I can't see anything from the station because it's all radio stuff. But you hear the stick break, and it ended up going all the way. And the rafters are really high up in the – they've sticks have never gone up there before. So the stick breaks, half the stick goes up. And he goes over to the bench, gets a new stick, and once he grabs the new stick, he plays the puck and then he scores a goal right after. So that's there.
with his first stick stuck in the rafters broken. That's amazing. I know there was a Mitch Marner goal like that 2 years ago where he broke his stick and then came flying by his bench and someone handed him a stick on his way and then went on an improbable run to the net and scored. I do love hockey. I know that's one of the things about Canadian winter I do quite like. And the rumor in Wells is that they're going to put Barkerville Gold Mine is at some point going to bankroll putting a roof on our hockey rink here. And in a place that, well, I mean, we had the most snow in Canada March and April last year of any incorporated town. 75 centimeters fell here in April. In April, 75 centimeters. So you'd imagine how much time we've wasted and spent trying to clear off that rink. And then when we get into like really snowy winters, at some point you just give up if you don't have mechanized ability to maintain that kind of a rink. So I find that hockey has suffered as a community sport in this town. Often it's better to go on the lake because at least the snow blows all off the lake and it's not, you know, up to your neck deep after a week of snowing. Like only the mountains in British Columbia can get.
Well, it's probably fun to just go out and skate on the lake and play out there than compared to like an indoor rink.
I do love it. But the community rink is approximately one block from my house and the baseball diamond is just over the other way. So to me, when it's going and the kids are here and we can all grab our skates and just go to the rink and start passing the puck around, like, you know, those are good memories. Some of the ground I've been walking on this week has been frozen. That's been my thing. We had fresh wolf tracks. I'm a timber cruiser. Of course, I'm a forest firefighter by summer, but when I started my new career as a timber cruiser. Out in the forest, out walking, laying out blocks of this modified harvest we're setting up. On the block this week, fresh wolf tracks were seen by myself and you know, David and Grace. The three of us, we kind of quad out to where we're going to start, and then we get off and go our separate directions for the day. You know, some of the things we're looking for as well as we're out there, like I seen an osprey flying by this week, we all did, but we so far haven't located his nest. That's something we're looking out for out there. But meanwhile, we did see wolf tracks. And in that same block before, Dave Curtis, who happens to fly drones for a hobby, happened to catch, you know, perhaps the same wolf on a drone footage. So at some point in the next day or so, I'm going to be producing up some video of the drone footage and Dave talking about it. And, you know, it's pretty cool. The wolf was right tripped out by the drone. Didn't like
it. Have you had any wildlife encounters, like, while you're out working in the bush? Like, does that ever make you uneasy? Like, if you see, like, a bear or a wolf or, like, something like that?
No, not really. Doesn't really faze me. That's the way it is out there. Of course, I've spent a lot of time on the land in my life. I'm 42 years old. I'm not new to the bush. There's a comfortability I have out there that I don't get in regular society. And so, yeah, I mean, there's 150-pound plus giant dogs running around our block. I believe there's been a wolf here. Almost as big as my hand. Bigger than my palm of my hand, that's for sure. And they could decide to kill us, but they never do. That's, in fact, they haven't let us see them. But so yeah, we'll be producing up that footage. And there's been bobcat tracks everywhere.
Gabriel's here.
Gabriel Berardo down in Southern Ontario, looking dope today. Yes. How you doing, Gabriel?
Well, I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, it's a nice, you know, night. It's pretty warm outside. I mean, it's been quite, you know, warm for the last few days, I guess. Temperatures in the low to mid teens. It's been pretty sunny. Rain is actually moving in soon with a front, but I mean, that won't really do anything to Friday's weather. It's still, of course, going to be pretty warm on Friday. And then as we head into the weekend, temperatures dip down into the single digits. And then, of course, we will be seeing more cooler kind of weather for the rest of the month. So as some snow possibly for next week, and it's gonna get snowy soon, plus with all the warm lakes too, right? It's going to be creating a lot of squalls off the lakes. Watching also that, because that could be a big problem heading into next or so month, or maybe even later actually this, you know, month. It could get really kind of bad. I mean, there could be some heavy snowfall coming off the lakes, but anywhere, I guess, else, right? Shouldn't be too snowy, I think, this month. I'm not really seeing a lot of snow this month. Now, obviously, of course, we won't actually know that because models could change, right? I mean, like, right, like, one of the, of course, ones could show like nothing. Next one could show a massive 9, maybe 70 or 9, maybe 80 millibar low with a lot of winds, or maybe some lows with a lot of, you know, snow maybe and some of that. So, I mean, watching, of course, that and seeing what, you know, happens with that. Who else on the show right now? Because, Brandon's on the show. Actually,
we got Noel Chaos, we got Frankie McDonald, we got Brandon Houck, we got myself, Joey Oni, and you, Gabriel Berardo, the rapping weatherman.
Spoke to actually Brandon on live yesterday, it was, right? So yeah. I mean, showed me his radio lab, science lab, whatever you want to call it. And he just, you know, showed me all about it. I got to kind of talk to him, and that was also fun. See who else is here. I also have a weather, of course, rap.
Yeah.
If you guys would like to hear it, right? I mean, it's just something maybe, right?
I think we've been waiting.
Go for it.
There's a total eclipse on April 8th, 2024 in Sydney, Nova Scotia. You guys might come to Sydney, Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, yeah, man.
Then that means all the listeners to the Gary and Dino That's show exactly will be in for Sydney, Nova Scotia for the total eclipse.
Okay, guys. Here we now go with the weather, of course, rap, guys. It's going to be something kind of fast. Hopefully I don't mess it up, but everybody knows that I'm the weatherman, tracking you the weather in the fall. Whether all these storms are small or big, it doesn't matter, because you know that the wind could be snapping all the twigs out there. But watch out when the lows are moving in, because I'm the weatherman, and you know that, like, I've been moving, I've been proving greater after I've been using, I've been proving to be the best weatherman in my city, in my town. Doesn't matter, turn your world upside down. Doesn't matter with the winds or the rain. I'm looking at this, but they're gonna go change that. I'm looking at me, so I gotta go change it to almost and all my chains. Everybody know that I'ma go hit it right now. Gonna pour down just like rains. Everybody really better watch out right now before the rains and the hurricanes. I got the wind, it's so insane, because I'm on the Joey only show, and you know that I'm the only weatherman that could ever be spitting bars forever, because everybody knows I got the leather sweater looking fresher than ever, because I'm the weatherman. I'm like a national treasure. Everybody really better watch out right now before when the rain is moving in and all the snow, because it's gonna get snowy. So that's why I'ma start talking to Joey, buddies up in BC now looking at me. I'm the rapping weatherman, that's why they call me GB. I'm the weatherman, someday to be on TV. Everybody knows me on it with Frank and Mick D. Every single day, man, I need to eat, because I'm so dumb and skinny. But oh, wait, it doesn't matter. I could fly in the sky in a hurricane, paper airplane. That is what they call me, because I take flight when I'm rapping with the mic. Doesn't matter what they like. Everybody knows I hate the weather. Nah, psych. Everybody knows I'm spitting it, killing it. Doesn't matter, because I'm really feeling it. I mean, now looking at them when they're really feeling me, trying to be killing me, but they be healing me 100% of me. Gotta be giving one face in the enemy, looking at me when I gotta go hit it, so man, everybody better be delivering all the energy, getting rid of an enemy, gonna be spitting heavily, gonna be killing jealousy, gonna go make a legacy, and gonna make a legacy right now with weather like this, so we never gonna see that. Look, I'm the weather man with the hat and the suit and the tie, now looking at me, looking to fly, like I could go fly in the sky, looking at me like an Eminem, put on the tight beat, I could go rap right now, so everybody ain't gonna say nothing to me, because I can make a movie about my whole life. Because I'm the weather man, I'm here to steal your wife on the way, man. Here to steal Mother Nature, because I'm the weather man. Here to steal Mother Nature. Yeah, man, here to steal Mother Nature. Yeah, man, here to steal Mother Nature. I'm the weather man, like you know that. I've been tracking all the weather in the fall. Doesn't matter where you are, I'm the weatherman. And yeah, I'm the superstar here for the rest of the show. Everybody knows that I'ma put this to rest right now. Oh wait, but let me just breathe in. But you know that I'm pleasing, cause everybody knows that I'm the weatherman in your season. Here be squeezing, yes you know that, yes I'm the reason. Cause I'm a demon, literally got you dreaming that the season been changing, just like the leaves on the trees. Everybody knows that I'm the weatherman. The homie wait, just let it end in 1 second. I'ma just spit it when I go and check into the Joey only show, like half an hour in. But yes, you know that I could still literally just kill it. Buzz it, beat it for the win. It doesn't matter, cause I'd like to beat up up the beats and I never beat up me. But yes, you know that, man, like I could literally go and beat up all these raps. And when I put it to the beat, it doesn't matter, cause till I claps like I'm Eminem, you know that I spit these raps forever of the years. So I gotta end it right now. Wanna wait but a few seconds left, and you know that I'ma go spend it right now on the Joey Only Show. I hope that this was for you, because it's gonna get snowy soon. And no way, put me on mute. On a way, you don't gotta put me on mute, cause I just killed that.
Oh, that's that? Awesome.
You know what? That was just all off the mind. I wanted
you're a true
to
original, friend.
Get kind of something
you're
a
true
in.
Original.
Make it up for a few weeks, right? Because I didn't do a rap in a few weeks, so I had to kind of kill this one and I had to make it really good. And I mean,
thank
yeah,
you.
That was a long one too. I mean,
that was it. Was good, man. You're doing more of your own content too. You're putting on kind of the old Gabriel Berardo show now too. Everyone's
oh,
got
oh yeah, yeah, right. Okay, I want to be kind of back to the older version of me, right? I don't want to be with the newer version. I didn't really like what I, of course, posted like a few like weeks, you know, back. I didn't really like I would just post all these maps that nobody really looked at that much. So time to go back to the fun Weather of Course raps and the Weather of Course videos that I you know do. Maybe I haven't made a Weather video in a while, but of course that will be changing soon, as I of course told Brandon on my live that it will be of course changing once we of course get our big snowfall or like a big storm active weather. I will be out there videotaping. I mean, and on the of course 21st is my birthday, which everybody knows that, I think. Could not of course wait to get a shout out from Frankie for like my first ever birthday shout out on the of course, like the 21st from Frankie. That haven't got one yet, but
10 days away. Tell the listeners of Prince George and Winnipeg what your age will be in 10 days' time.
18 years old.
Ha!
And I mean, look, feeling, of course, more like a man. Well, kind of. I am the man. Everybody knows that. But I mean, like, it doesn't matter, because it's, of course,
like my favorite Looney Tune. Favorite Looney Tune quote where the little chicken goes, today, I am a man. I say that still.
Yeah, I mean, right? I mean, I just gotta keep it up, right? The same exact flow with the raps. I some exact, I guess, how got better and faster with the raps over the last few like years or so. I mean, if you go back to 2016, 2017, I had some really horrible slow raps, and I just kind of build it up from there into these weather kind of raps. And what I actually will be doing more of is that my followers will of course notice that I will be not only doing my weather videos, but also maybe spitting some weather raps in those weather videos, just to kind of hold up my Instagram.
Gotta record a single, man.
Followers and make them, yeah, man, all right. That's
drop
what
some
I'm tracks. Supposed to do. Oh, yeah,
I got something to show you. I just sent you the video on Facebook, a video about the Winnipeg snowstorm forecast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Put her in. We'll put it right in.
When's everyone getting their first snowfall?
Today.
Could be next week, but I mean, it's more of like a wet snow. It's not really a snow to me. When they say like, oh, like this wet, you know, snow, it's not really like snow in my, like, I mean, it doesn't really, I guess, count as snow the way as I see it. Okay. Actually, yeah. I think snow is
I'm sending you
on the ground.
Zoom
and
chat.
Snow.
Here's the video.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I got to go and check it out soon, Frankie. I mean,
I'll put it in the show.
Put this video on a Joey Only Show.
I will definitely do that. Yeah, first snow, I mean, hello, yeah, that's weeks ago.
Oh yeah. I mean, because
I've been wandering in snow.
You live up in the mountains.
You're excluded because you live in the mountains and you get snow way before all the rest of us do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're
down in Vancouver. We could be getting our first snowfall as early as either Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Well, it's always crappy when those snows in Vancouver, because it's just like, it's wet, heavy snow, and everyone doesn't know how to drive. They don't have winter tires.
Yeah, you know what? That's horrible.
Everyone in Vancouver completely loses their mind.
Yeah, and then
all you have to do is even just say snow, and Vancouver loses their.
They hate it. People
I like it. I think it's fun to go sledding in.
When I lived there, the storm drains got full one time, and then everything got all flooded. Like, we're just in our basement apartment, and water started coming up. Like, uh-oh, and our room is underwater. Awesome. Gotta love
there
Vancouver.
Is two, of course, types of snow. Is that packing snow, which is like the one that kind of like you step on it and it just all kind of
dozens of kinds of snow.
And there's that fluffy one where like it's just really, I mean, it's easier to shovel outside, but fluffier, of course, snow actually usually comes in all the squalls. So in the squalls over here, we just, of course, get all that fluffy, like dusty kind of snow. And that's, of course, builds up fast, because it's all that fluffy, big kind of flake. So it really builds up really fast, kind of. So
our snow is the opposite to that.
We are running out of time.
If you want my social media, my Facebook is Frankie McDowell. My Instagram is Frankie McDee 1984. My Twitter is @FrankieMcDee. My TikTok is FrankDowell 1984. My Clapper is FrankDowell 1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My Twitch is FrankieDowell 1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMCDON. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
You've been listening to the Community Radiological Report. I'm Dr. Joey Olney, your host, and you're listening along with Brandon Houck down in Brooks, Alberta, Frankie McDonald in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Noel Chaos down in Vancouver, and Gabriel Berardo in Southern Ontario. Hearing us on CFIR 88.7 FM, Prince George, CKUW 95.9 FM. Please tune in on Saturdays in Prince George, 10 a.m., noon on CKUW Mondays, and we'll be back next week with more Cometeorology. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for tuning in.